Our scripture lesson for this day is taken from the book of Hebrews in the New Testament, chapter 7, verses 23 through 28. The former priests were many in number because they were prevented by death from continuing in office. But he holds his priesthood permanently because he continues forever. Consequently, he is able for all time to save those who draw near to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. For it was fitting that we should have such a high priest, holy, blameless, unstained, separated from sinners, exalted above the heavens. He has no need, like those high priests, to offer sacrifices daily. First for his own sins, and then for those of other people, he did this once for all, when he offered himself. Indeed, the law appoints men in their weakness as high priests, but the word of the oath, which came later than the law, appoints a son who has been made perfect forever. This is the word of the Lord. We here in the church have been looking at the book of Hebrews in some of our sermons in the Pastor's Academy, even down at Royal Oaks, and have been looking at this book that presents us with a common theme. It talks about how that even greater than the angels is Christ, even greater than the priests and the prophets. It's a focus. It's a focus on Jesus. And so I want us this morning to have our spiritual ears open, to have our hearts open for whatever the Spirit of God would say to us this morning. I wanted to say, I think there's been a little hum above the sound. It seems to be better right now. So let's pray. Loving God, we thank you for being with us this morning. We thank you for your word written to Jewish Christians who were struggling in their faith, surrounded by persecution. And yet the author of the book of Hebrews encourages them to keep their eyes on you. Lord, that is our prayer, that you help us to focus on you. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm so glad the choir sang that beautiful piece, reminding us of the 500th anniversary of the work of Martin Luther and the beginning of the Reformation. And Steve, for sharing that with the congregation, that is something we have thought about over the past year. I want to open up with one thing that Martin Luther said. He basically said, when it comes to things of faith, to keep the first things first. And here's what he said. In the morning, when you get up, if you determine that the first thing you're going to do in the morning is pray to God, then do that. He says, if you're not going to do that, don't start the laundry or don't start something else first. Be focused on what you commit to do. And that's a word for us. If we're going to say, Lord, I want to spend a little time with you first thing, then let's do that. And not start the coffee or bring in the paper, but to make the first thing our focus on God. And the reason I share that as a beginning point is that the book of Hebrews does the same thing. It's a fascinating book, one that tells you what the main point is, gives you its thesis sentence when it says that Jesus is our new high priest. And the reason we need Jesus as our high priest is because Jesus is our mediator even with God. At the very throne of God, Jesus is mediating for us. And he makes that point, among many other points, and some confusing points. A puzzle is the book of Hebrews, said William Lane. A puzzle. J. Ramsey Michael said it this way: the book of Hebrews, among all the other epistles in the New Testament, is like a sleeping giant. It's difficult to understand, and yet as you work through it, it is so rewarding because of the truths and the depths that it takes us to. The book of Hebrews just comes out and says, don't be satisfied to be young in your Christian thought. Be mature in your faith. Strive to grow. Strive to learn. Open your mind. You know, Jesus, at the time of after his resurrection, before ascending into heaven, meeting with his disciples again after the resurrection, in Scripture, in the book of Luke, begins to teach them and talk to them. And it says that their minds were open to the understanding of the Scriptures as Jesus spoke. And until Jesus spoke, until that moment, their minds had not been, but their minds were open. And that's what the book of Hebrews encourages us to do. To be available. Make ourselves available to the presence of God. A concept like this. A spiritual rest. In the book of Hebrews, the author says this: in the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth, that there was creation for 6 days, and on the seventh day God rested. In the Old Testament, they took that understanding and built into their sacrifices and rituals the Day of Atonement, which was a day likened to that pattern where they took a day where they did not work. All work ceased, and they focused on God. And Scripture says they experienced the Sabbath rest. And then it goes on to say in Hebrews that the Sabbath rest existed there in the presence of God. But then there's the story that after Moses led the people out of Egypt and they wandered out in the wilderness, that there was no Sabbath rest for them. They did not experience the Sabbath rest. You think, what's going on? And the Scripture goes on to say, for they had a disobedient spirit. They were rebellious. They were defiant. When they came out of Egypt, they brought along with them a lot of poor patterns and worshipped other gods and so forth. And they were disobedient. And the book of Hebrews says they did not experience the Sabbath rest. The concept of Sabbath rest is again spoken of in the book of Psalms, and then in Hebrews it points out that the Sabbath rest is then restored in the life of Jesus, who is more than the other priests, who had to do sacrifices for themselves first for their own sins. Jesus had no sin. More than Abraham, more than Moses, the Sabbath rest is then found in Jesus. For us to step back and look to Christ and to examine what happens in our lives when we learn to trust in Jesus, we come to an understanding that sometimes takes us on a different path from what we experience in life today. Most self-help type teaching teaches a couple things. That we learn to be self-reliant. We learn to be self-made people. That we will determine our path and we will make ourselves successful or more friendly, richer, or better looking. We will be self-made people. And self-help also teaches confidence. To be confident in what you do. In your trusting of self, and who you develop yourself to be. And yet the book of Hebrews gives us an entirely different approach to that. Confidence comes through the Jesus who is the high priest. And in trusting in Christ, we become what God intends for us to be. And that's when we experience true confidence. And in decision making, in choosing to allow Jesus, the high priest, to be part of our thinking, then that's different than when we choose our own paths. Eleanor Roosevelt once wrote, "One's philosophy is not best expressed in words. It is expressed in the choices that one makes." And what Hebrews encourages us to do is to understand that we have something special. We have something special in Christ. Martin Luther taught the phrase that he used was about growing in faith through grace in Christ. And faith becomes for us essential to our thinking. George Barna of the George Barna Research Institute once said this, that when we become Christians and we trust in Christ, that when we trust in Christ to be with us and help us in our lives and to help us in our decisions, then we look at life in a different way. He says we have a different lens. It's a theological point of view that we look at all things and approach all things. The late evangelist Billy Graham put it this way, that when it comes to spiritual things, we have to choose. We have to choose to grow in spiritual things. And he likened it to eating. We're not going to be strong if we don't eat, if we don't care for nutrition, if we don't eat foods to make us strong. If we come to a place in our life or illness or whatever that we can't eat, then it's difficult to be strong. Same thing with exercise and other things. And spirituality calls us then to grow in faith. In Romans 10:17, it says this, it puts it this way: faith in the Word of God, trust in the Word of God, all points to Jesus. All points to Jesus. I was been having a little trouble with my hip, and I was at the chiropractor's office the other day, and in speaking to the chiropractor and the therapist, we ended up talking about the book of Hebrews. And the therapist said this. The therapist says, "You know, I understand God. And in fact, I have a clear feeling of the Holy Spirit. But I'm just not quite focused on Jesus." And that's when I said to her, "I've got the perfect book in the Bible for you." For the book of Hebrews was written for people who were struggling with that part of the faith. For the Jews who had converted to Christianity, feeling the persecution from their culture and their religion, were thinking about giving up the Jesus part. And in Hebrews, the author says, "You don't understand. That's the key part. That's the key part about faith and grace and trusting and growing." And that's why the author does all those other things. Jesus is greater than the angels. Even Abraham bowed down to Melchizedek, the priest. And again, that story also points to Jesus, as we studied in Pastor's Academy. So all of this is saying, no, that's the key part. That's the part that where we learn to grow and to trust and to be. The concept of road less traveled simply means that in life we make decisions. We travel down the road, and if the majority say this is the path to go, but in your spiritual walk, the Lord says, "I want you to focus on me. Go down this path." path. It may not be the broad road. It may be a smaller path. But we are encouraged, as Martin Luther taught, and others learned, and eventually John Wesley learned, the same concepts of faith through grace in Christ. We learned it's not because of things we do, but the Christ that we receive. It's not because of the efforts we make, except making ourselves available to God and to allow God to work in us. The main thing is Jesus in our hearts, in our lives, in our churches. I shared last night with the folks at the Sabbath service in the chapel as we reflected a little bit about the shooting in Pittsburgh, that we are a people of faith who are learning to grow in our faith and learning to be people who practice our faith and to be prayer warriors. And sometimes when we're in church, this is where we feel the presence of God and we're surrounded by the people of God. And then we hear news about things that happened in the outside. As Sandy most beautifully lifted up in her prayer, concerns for people around the world and dealing with issues of hate and other things. But Scripture reminds us that we have a high priest in Jesus. And that authority is what leads us to trust in God and to be stronger and to take the authority to be Christian prayer warriors. And we talked about this last night some, but I just want to close with this. Our prayers make a difference. Our prayers influence lives. Let us be a people of faith that when we say, Lord, I will be your prayer warrior and I will do that daily, then let's do it daily. Let's make that a priority. And when we say, Lord, there are people around the world that need you. There are people in Pittsburgh this day that need you. I will be on my knees. Say that to the Lord. Lord, I will be on my knees. I will make you my priority and I will pray. And I will live my life in a way that gives people hope. That gives people faith. That they might understand the grace of God. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the image given to us in the book of Hebrews is that our Lord, it goes beyond our image of Jesus holding the lamb, but gives us the image of that also, of Jesus in authority going before the holy tabernacle as described in Hebrews. In other words, going before the very throne of God and mediating and advocating for us here on earth. Lord, let us be bold to take our prayers to Christ and say, Lord, help us through the church. Help us through our lives. Make this world a better place. And this will begin with my prayers, my faith, my understanding your grace. For you have called us to be children of God, followers of the great high priest. Amen.